you and I have no idea the luxury that we enjoy when it comes to going to church. We leave our secure homes, we get into a secure vehicle, we drive to church. If it's cold, we turn on our heaters. If it's hot, we turn on air conditioning. If it's raining, we turn on our windshield wipers. If it's night, we turn on our lights. Really, when it comes to us going to church, we have it made. It was not that way for people of Israel when the Psalms were written. They would travel to Jerusalem several times a year to offer their sacrifices and to worship God. That trip to Jerusalem was not easy. They could not just jump in a vehicle and drive. They either came by foot, by donkey, by mule, or horse. They traveled through tough country. In fact, they traveled through dangerous country. In the mountains and hills surrounding Jerusalem, there were dangerous animals and dangerous people. There were moments when God's people became afraid as they traveled, and it was in one of those moments when this psalm was written. Life can be threatening and intimidating at times, even for one who loves the Lord. And the life of a believer is not lived in this beautiful garden park. We live in a scary world, and we are in war. But when we keep our faith in God and our focus on God, we may be certain God will watch over us and protect us. Now, as we look down through this psalm, we cannot help but notice that six times in these eight verses, we see the Hebrew word shamir, which is translated keep. The word actually means to keep in the sense of keeping something safe by watching it and guarding it. In fact, one writer said this psalm is a psalm that teaches us that Yahweh is my guardian. And John Phillips called this psalm safe in the arms of Jesus. So what we see in the psalm is this: as God's people travel through life, they can trust in the fact that God who created them and saved them is the God who will guard them. There's no question that this psalm is for all of God's people, but we specifically may note that it has a significant application to Israel. And so as we look at that, we keep that in mind. As we look down through this psalm, there are some keys that we can remember. First of all, we must realize that our help comes from the Lord. Look at those first two verses in Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And those who are not right with God do not even begin to think like this. They do not look up in times of trouble, and they do not look to the Lord. Now, when people were on their way to Jerusalem to worship God, everywhere they looked, they could see the hills and the mountains. It does not matter if you approach Jerusalem from the north, south, east, or west. To get there, you must go up and over hills and mountains. Now, these mountains are dangerous things. There were robbers and thugs. There were dangerous predator animals. And, of course, there was always the danger of the weather. Weather can change quickly on you. And as the writer looked at these mountains, he wondered who would help him, who would protect him. He certainly did not think the mountains were going to protect him, because what was in those mountains was a threat to him. So he was not specifically looking to the mountains for help, but we learn where he was looking in verse 2. He immediately recognized that God, who made the heaven and the earth, would help him. And in other words, the God who created us would watch out for us. And so God could help him, and God would help him. We have trouble in life, but God will help us in and through the troubles. And we also must realize that God will not allow our foot to slip. Look at that in verse 3, the first part. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Another way to view this is that God will enable his people to stand firm. And when the writer says that God will not allow your foot to slip, he is referring to the fact that there will be times when God's people will find themselves in slippery situations. It's very easy for us to slip. God knows that. He knows how easy it is for us to slip, but he will not let us slip away from our relationship with him, and he will not let us fall. He will keep us standing. And so he says there in verse 3, he who keeps you will not slumber. And so we must realize that God does not sleep. Not only is it easy for us to slip, it's also easy for us to sleep. God does not sleep. God never dozes off in caring for his people. God is always awake and alert in watching out for his people. Even when we don't see or sense danger, he's on the alert, watching out for us. God never closes his eyes to our situation. Nighttime is a threat to us, but not to God. He's not sleeping. He's always on the alert. And that's something that we can rest in. But we also must realize that God always guards Israel. Look at verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. God wants all to know that he's always watching out for and keeping an eye on Israel. No one will ever be able to annihilate Israel. It does not matter what the threat or who the threat. The one guarding Israel is God, and God does not ever slumber or sleep when it comes to protecting and preserving her. So we can rest in that. That's an example of his faithfulness. We also must realize that God is our keeper. Look at the first part of verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. We never know from where the next attack will come. We can be attacked from various people, various places, various angles. It's good to know that when those attacks come, God is our keeper. We may be weak, but he is strong. We may be ignorant, but he is omniscient. God is the one who keeps us from danger, destruction, and sin. He is the keeper of our salvation. But we also must realize that the Lord is our shade. Look at the second part of verse 5. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. People travel sometimes by the light of the moon at night and also during the heat of the day and the daytime. God is promising to be the keeper of his people no matter the place or the time. The image of God being our shade is one that means that God is the one who comforts us and is right there with us, providing for us relief from the scorching heat of the sun. Another thing, we must realize that the Lord will not smite us. Look at verse 6. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Now it's clear to me that there's a reference to when God is using the sun and the moon for judgment purposes to smite the world. What God is promising his people here is that he will not ever smite his people. Even when he is pouring out judgment on the rest of the world, he will not smite his people. He will protect them, provide for them, and preserve them. We can rest in that. We also must realize that the Lord will protect us. Look at the first part of verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all evil. Notice what God promises to his people here. He will protect you from all evil. Apostle Peter would say that we are kept by the power of God, 1 Peter 1:5. What does that mean? It means that God will keep our soul from falling into evil. We do not keep ourselves from this. God is the one who does this. If it were left to us, we would plunge headlong into evil. Look at the second part of verse 7, where we find out that we must realize that the Lord will keep us. It says this, he will keep your life. Carefully observe what God is keeping. Our life, our soul, our flesh has failed, but not our soul. We may be attacked physically or mentally. We may lose a job, a bank account, a home, or our health, but we will never lose our soul, our life, our relationship with God. Why? Because he protects it. And we must realize that God, the Lord, will guard us. That last verse, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Look at that amazing promise. God says, I will guard my people in life and guard them forever. As we journey through life, we travel this way and that way. We go in, we go out, we go to various places. But no matter where we are, God guards us. In all of our active life, we are protected by God. And so when surrounded by trouble, look above the trouble and look to God. And realize that God is the one who will guard us, keep us, protect us.